Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. From nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
I'm not trying to be your McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering incredible deals through the entire month of August during their end of the season summer sale. Buy a new McBride home in August, receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the end of the season with incredible savings on a new McBride home fit for every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. McBride has over 40 communities throughout the Metro St. Louis area and over 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Who knew Bill Miller, also a aspiring thespian, his role in those LaRussa events sounded a little more elaborate than like, "Hi, I'm Bill Miller. I play for the Giants." Said he was doing some tossing in the air and catching some of the tumbling. And he said the dog thing, which would be ARF, right?
Yeah, everybody's in like a player movie except us.
And that fever pitch, like he said, he probably had a chance. But you get there, you're tired from the road trip. Like, we need a few guys out here in the field. I could see Millar wanting to be in it.
I think it's almost like sacrilegious, though, that Jimmy Fallon's out there in this great moment for the Red Sox. You're freaking hugging Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Well, get that.
Let's do this. Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Let's start with this. Gibson Jimerson, kid from Kentucky, the great shooter.
Mount Verde.
Freshman.
Yes.
To be at SLU. You're in the gym, and Travis Ford says, "Let's play horse." Do you beat him to show how good you are? Or do you throw the match because you want the coach to be happy?
You beat him.
Beat him.
You throw it on a sick dunk every single time, knowing Travis can't, and you win it that way.
Wow. Shot at
just
the
saying, if you want to win, there's a strategy with horse there.
I just wonder, if you're Travis, you want to win, but you're impressed. I guess you wouldn't be impressed if he threw the match, right?
No. Yeah, you got to pound him.
All right, you're Mike Schilt, and you're letting it be known that you sort of ordered the hit on Buddha. Are you doing this so that it takes some heat off of Mozeliak and Gersh? Or are you kind of wanting people to know, I got more juice than you think around here?
I think a combination of both. I do think he probably wanted to take some heat off of Mozeliak and Gersh, because as unpopular as Mike Schilt may be at sometimes, it pales in comparison to the vibes or the approval rating of Gersh and Mozeliak in our town right now.
It was interesting. He said he talked to every player during the off day, and then he said, and Harrison Bader. He talked to every player on the team and Harrison Bader before making the move. And the more quotes you read, Rick Hummel's there covering the series for the Post-Dispatch. He talked to DeYoung. He talked to Wong, guys who had been with him at the minor league level. It was funny. There was a Goldschmidt quote, and he said, I don't really know much. Sorry.
I thought that was so funny.
It was
I was laughing at that
quote.
Doesn't that sum up, though, the role of the assistant hitting coach, too? I don't care.
And Goldschmidt, he wasn't with him in the minors. He's only been here a year. And the quote ends with, sorry. And he's such a nice guy. You can hear Goldschmidt trying to give an answer, but just saying, I really don't know.
Kind of feel bad for Bader, though. Like, what are your first thoughts when you look at your phone? It's ringing, and the caller ID says Mike Schilt.
You're probably getting really excited.
He goes, I think about firing the assistant hitting coach. What are your thoughts? Like, oh, that's what you want?
Well, he's the reason I didn't hit better. So now, now that he's gone, I'd bring me back in a heartbeat.
And by the way, he has to be the only AAA player in the history of baseball consulted on a coaching move in the major leagues.
Well, that's what I thought stood out to Plowsy's point, that he's sort of propped up by the franchise as a star. Do you have to consult with the guy in Memphis about firing a hitting coach? It's weird.
And with Bader, there was so much confidence that that's why Tommy Pham was traded. That's why they were willing to trade Mercado. And that it goes beyond just Harrison Bader not struggling at the plate this year and getting a starting opportunity with 400 some at bats.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a trickle down effect there.
This is a great text from the Dardenne Prairie Dog. I thought Buddha was the hitting guru the guys would go down to Memphis to work with. He gets fired. Buddha, not the problem, but the scapegoat. Absolutely.
Yeah, it does seem, because this is less than a year, or around a year, since the big promotion, right, where they said, hey, look who's here.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard all about the Buddha. Players love him. He's got this Hawaiian vibe. And I love Colton Wong. He's like, I'll miss talking to him about Hawaii. That's your best hitter. But the Buddha was long talked about as this hitting guru. And less than a year in the big leagues, he's gone. And everybody said it's not as simple as old school, new school. And they said his style was really laid back. But it also reminds me of my favorite Mozeliak line last year when they were saying, we're bringing up George Greer. Remember, he was the older guy, nice guy?
Yeah.
Who used to teach like a TV class at North Carolina or something. So he would always ask Charlie if he white balanced. He knew all the TV lingo. But when they made all these moves last year, he had a guy from Memphis and Springfield. And then Mozeliak says, and we'll have so-and-so. He's going to backfill a little bit for us in Springfield. And I always thought, if that's your job, hey, honey, did you get promoted? They've asked me to backfill a little bit. It sounded like the most insulting way to say we need you. Yeah, you can backfill a little bit. All right, five for Frank. The Ohio State University is now applying for a trademark for the in their name. And some of the experts, patent lawyers, have said that they can't prove it, that it's part of their name. And do you like the Ohio State University, or is it obnoxious?
No. I don't like anything about
it. Anything about it. But the it
please.
It is signature. It goes back to 1986. The school started a movement because there's Oklahoma State, there's Oregon State, and everybody always would say OSU, 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 and they said, we have to stand out. So there was an initiative in 86 to say the Ohio State. But it's a little
annoying. Let's get Chuck on and talk about it.
Yes. That'll be the lead story at 12 o'clock on the Cam Jansen Show. All right. I brought up the conspiracy theories in sports. So Epstein, the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Everybody has. What do you think the percentage of Americans think he was murdered?
100.
I was going to say like 70-ish.
Oh, I'd say it's higher than that.
Higher. Everybody thinks
it's so obvious, Martin. Come on.
Yeah.
No camera. I mean, give me a break.
The interesting thing will be is what prominent person had him whacked, you know?
Well, and also, if Jeffrey's the only one, there's now that young woman who apparently was involved with him and was kind of orchestrating this. Now, what's her status moving forward?
It's so crazy.
So you think it's 100%? Like
100. Oh.
I think for the people,
at least 85.
For the general public, I think it's 85 plus.
Yeah.
That he was actually murdered.
And there's so many.
Somebody's going
to
break.
I want someone to text in who actually believes the story they're telling and explain why.
I love former like prison wardens and former, you know, prisoners, inmates of 10 plus years that have been in suicide watch, that have been in the similar situation, have been in the same prison even, and said it's impossible.
El Chapo was in this prison and nothing happened.
Paper thin sheets.
You cannot
nothing above 8 feet. I mean, you can't.
Nope.
It's
I'm not buying what you're saying.
Like, we handed them a bunch of shoelaces. And
they prevent you, yeah. It prevents you from doing that. So, to me, there's something that's not being said.
All right, so what's the greatest sports conspiracy of all time?
I think Jordan's retirement.
Yes.
That it was because of gambling debts.
Yeah.
I wish he would just come clean one day and tell the whole story.
Well, another they Jordan are working on that 10-hour documentary. Mm-hmm. I think it's coming up on HBO. I mean, if that's not addressed in that, you got 10 hours to tell the real story.
But then he has a couple conspiracies with his father being murdered as well.
That's a good one.
That goes beyond sports, maybe, because it's, you know, it's more personal than sports gambling related. But there are multiple ones that are eye-popping for just MJ.
I think Tim Donaghy in the 2002 Western Conference Finals, that being thrown by the NBA or at least heavily influenced by officiating. I think that's a very plausible one, just because it makes a lot of sense for the NBA to prefer the Lakers to win and not the Kings.
Patrick Ewing going to the Knicks.
Yes, Sonny Liston taking a fall against Ali.
Yeah, the second Liston fight where he just looked like he just that was not a big hit. Yeah, that's good.
How about locally, the fact that Vermeil was forced out? Remember that was always being talked about. He's talked enough about it since then that he made a bad decision. I think he felt rushed because they had named Mike March the coach in waiting, and he thought, oh, the hell with it. They want him to be the, you know, the wonder boy. I'll just leave. But I've never believed that anybody would be that stupid. You just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Get out.
Well, I hate
but
to
that,
say this.
That had some legs for a while.
Absolutely. I hate to say this, too, because I love the guy, and he's cleaned up his life, and he's doing great. But, like, the David Freese Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, the deer accident.
Yeah, yeah, something on the road.
Yes.
The swerve and miss kind of deal. It's a good St. Louis conspiracy.
But as we just heard from Derek Gould with that great interview, Freeze has just got life. He's got life figured out.
Yeah,
he's doing great.
For him.
Yep.
Well, it's got to be the St. Louis Rams left because of fan support, although I don't know if that was the actual reasoning, but that's certainly a conspiracy in there just because I think we all knew that they were wanting to leave years prior.
I think some people, small percentage, didn't believe Gary Pinkel was actually sick when he retired, that they thought. I asked him about that, and he said, that's crazy. Who's saying that?
Hunger strike.
Some people.
Doug Vaughn's saying that.
That he was not
no,
sick?
No, did he really?
No, I'm joking. Just get Doug in trouble.
Coach
Pinkel, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially now that it's reemerged, the cancer.
Yes. And
believe him now, folks, please.
Yeah. Your favorite national or local conspiracy, 855-282-8255. And finally, Frank, do you like Carlos starting the ninth? Are you okay with Andrew Miller coming in for the lefties? I had Hoff just look at the numbers. I was curious. I guess I'm more old school. That's not shocking. I'm like the Buddha, right? Just bring in your closer. But Andrew Miller got his guy. He just makes me nervous. I feel like Miller's always about to give up a home run.
Well, is Carlos really make you calm?
I just think he's better starting an inning than coming in.
But, I mean, if your life depended on one of those guys getting out a left-handed hitter, and that's the way he's done it.
Correct. No, and it's working for the most part. And Andrew Miller versus lefties, .222 average. Carlos, .261. So yeah. The numbers back it up. I don't know. I guess it's Miller makes me really nervous. Carlos can make you nervous. I just hate seeing him come into an inning. I'd like to see him start more innings. All right, 5 for Frank, brought to you by our good friends at Greenville University, less than an hour from St. Louis. Get online and find out more at greenville.edu.
Here's a good one here, by the way. Doug's prison wallet, best local conspiracy, Albert's age.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I've seen another national one. Barry Bonds was colluded against at the end of his career and was basically forced out by Major League Baseball, by the owners.
Yeah, that's probably real.
Oh, yeah. You can see that all
that's
day.
Like the FC. They hated Bonds.
Harry Carey getting run over by a car while having an affair with Gussie Bush's wife, Tim.
I was thinking that, yes.
Like that it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
That he was targeted, maybe. He was leaving the chase, I believe. And he gets hit by a car.
Harry Carey, very entertaining. Yeah. Not a very attractive guy,
yeah,
right?
That makes you want to think. What was Mrs. Bush thinking if she's married to this guy? It's one thing if she's having an affair with, like, Bob Redford.
Yeah, like
Paul
Newman,
there's
a lot of guys.
But Harry freaking Carey? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, very entertaining.
So Monique says it's okay as long as they're good looking, Frank. That is a good local one. Now, this is not a conspiracy, but it was a theory. Especially the earlier years, everybody said DeWitt was basically going to flip the team. He's going to, like, buy it. They made so much money off the parking lot sales that their value went up quickly. I think for the first 5 to 10 years they owned it, everybody said, he's just getting ready to sell. He's going to dump the team. And they were like, no, we really love it. Didn't people say that for
right,
years?
Yes.
A good thing he didn't.
That he was going to dump it. Everybody said, oh, he's just dumping it. Now that he's got his money back, he's going to flip this team.
And Martin wouldn't be getting those green seats.
Wow, he wouldn't be getting that apartment lease.
Viva DeWitt! Viva La DeWitt!
All right, a quick word about our title sponsor, Hollywood Casino. They do a magnificent job. If you get a chance, head on out there. Stop at 99 Hops House. Have a beer and then maybe a little appetizer. Then head to Final Cut Steakhouse, the all-you-can-eat buffet. The shrimp is outstanding. Just a great place to do some people watching, a little bit of gambling. Have a great time at Hollywood Casino. In the Gatesworth, finest in senior living. 170 in Delmar, 1 McKnight Place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The Gatesworth, the finest in senior living.
And Brian's like our Carlos Martinez. He likes a clean inning. He is here to close it out.
At the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
Since we're on the topic, earlier at least, of royalties, Travis Ford saying that he occasionally gets a check or at least had a certain amount of money accumulated over the years. Bill Miller missing out possibly on royalty checks by not appearing in Fever Pitch. The late, great Brian Burwell once showed me his royalty check from The Longest Yard.
Oh,
the
yes.
Adam Sandler remake. And it was like $6. And it was signed by the studio executive in part because I didn't believe him. I went back and I watched some of the movie and he appears briefly for like a split second at
it's a
time.
He's next to Peter King up there.
Yes, yeah. And he has like one line. He says like, come on, or whatever. And lo and behold, it played on FX at 2 in the morning or whatever, and he got a check, and there it was. He showed it to me.
It was genius by the filmmakers because they put all these sports writers in there, and most of them had media outlets, radio shows, columns. They were all talking about this movie, which I don't think won any Academy Awards, but every one of them was like, oh, you got to see this, or hey, I was on the set. And so think about it. What do sports writers like to do? Sports people like to promote themselves. And so they talked about that movie nonstop.
Man, imagine... We were doing this press box show at the McDonald's right next to Rams Park, and Brian and I are doing it, and Bob Wallace comes up. He says, hey, Brian, I want you to be in this movie. I'm just sitting there right there. What about me? And Brian milked that for everything. Oh, it was great material for Brian for years.
Did,
it was great.
Did Bob help make that happen?
Bob was a liaison in getting Brian in there.
Imagine all those sports reporters around the food spread table at on the movie set.
Oh,
the green room was destroyed.
And you talk about the royalty checks of $6, 70 cents, things like that. I think Jerry Seinfeld made close to $70 million, something like that, just in royalty from the show.
Well, I remember when
isn't that insane? I mean,
when all the Bill Cosby stuff went down, all the network, because the Cosby Show aired all the time on like TV Land or late night TV, because it was basically just filler that people would occasionally watch. They all pulled it, and I remember some of the cast members tried to say like, "Hey, it's still good family values," because they were making
a ton,
pretty good money just from that still airing. So now suddenly that's, you know, $20,000-$30,000 a year, if not more. That's just gone.
You're saying Tempest Bledsoe was saying, "Hey, I think we can reshape this a little bit.
We can edit him out.
Yeah, edit out Bill. Digitize his face. You can't see who Cliff is.
Different voice.
That's interesting. If you're one of those,
yes,
and that's probably why." The boyfriend ended up working at Home Depot, remember? And he got...
Oh, Trader Joe's.
Yeah. He should have said, hey, this goes to the cause. Took away my royalties.
The Longest Yard, featuring Adam Sandler and Chris Rock, scored a 31% on the tomato meter on RottenTomatoes.com.
I don't think I saw
it. I've seen bits and pieces of it to try to find Burwell. That's it.
I
know Nelly's in it. I know that.
Nelly, that's right. The original Longest Yard is really good.
Oh, with Burt Reynolds, it was awesome. Yeah, well, Ray Nitschke was in that too. Oh, it's great.
Real quick, Martin, you want to know why the Phillies are bad?
I asked you that earlier today.
Yes, you did.
We should get into why are they bad, because they were the off-season winners.
The rotation, not very good outside of Aaron Nola. You're seeing players like Jake Arrieta having subpar seasons. He has an ERA plus of 98. Nick Pivetta, ERA plus of 85 so far this season. Bryce Harper having a bit of a down year.
Okay, not great.
Okay, but not great. Yeah, not the Harper you would hope to get. And the Phillies have 5 losses this season in which they led entering the 9th inning.
Wow.
That is the most in Major League Baseball. So the bullpen has been a bit of an issue for them.
Is Harper having a more productive year than Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt's a little higher right now. Home run, I think it's like 26 to 22.
Okay.
Harper may have more RBIs.
See, we're vindicated.
Harper has an OPS of 837. Paul Goldschmidt checking on the season with an OPS of 805.
So Harper having a home run,
slightly bit more productive.
He's got 5 or 6 more home runs.
Yes, but I think Harper on the whole has been slightly more productive. Cardinals tonight, Dakota Hudson on the mound. He's best known for Martin Kilcoyne jinxing him. How does that go tonight? Dakota Hudson versus the Royals.
Maybe it's time for a new streak. Yeah. And remember, it was 21 starts. And only one where he had given up more than 3 earned runs. I rolled it out a couple times.
Yeah, it really worked out well.
Yeah,
nice.
Way to go.
I'm going to say tonight 6 innings, 3
He's
going
to lose his green seats with stuff like this. By the way, Tom Stasiak texting in, and this is the best.
You
the
read best text in his voice?
Sports conspiracy of all time. Cal Ripken Jr. and Kevin Costner. Did it happen?
Did what?
You guys don't know this?
I don't know this.
Wait, yes, you do. Is that... the streak.
Oh, the lights.
Right in the middle of the streak, the game was called off because they said there was a power outage at Camden Yards. But the conspiracy was that Cal walked in on Kevin and his wife and just lost it.
Oh, Kevin Costner and Cal's wife.
Yes.
Wow. I never heard that.
Yes, I have heard that. I don't know if it's true.
It's on the internet.
You can ask Cal, I suppose. Or Kevin might be more of a better source.
Wow.
Is it worthy of canceling? I mean, how many people you have to go through?
Well, you can't have the streak end.
Yes.
So you just can't have it end.
And you can't have it end with that reasoning behind it.
Right, and you need a real reason. Like, hey, Cal got hit on the hand, broken hand, can't play. That's why the streak is ending. Not for the conspiracy that's being floated right now. Bad justification.
There was another conspiracy theory that Brady Anderson didn't necessarily date women, but he would always have an attractive woman with him, but the guy in the hotel room next door would take that female off his hands, and it might have been a prominent athlete with a streak.
How about that?
That was another famous conspiracy theory.
It is August 14th, 2019. Martin, the horoscope for Pisces is as follows. Your thinking may have emotional overtones that prevent you from seeing the truth clearly. Pisces, do your best to tame your feelings in order to let more rational thoughts rise to the surface. There's a stability that comes when you honor your emotions from a detached perspective instead of immediately taking action in response to how you feel. Think about this as you engage with others.
Wow.
It says, I don't get this website, but it has 5 stars for today's star ratings for your general mood. Hustle is a 4. Success is a 2. So it also has vibe and sex. But I'm not gonna,
success
I don't,
being
that's
a
weird.
2, where we're sitting right now, Martin, is perfect.
You're 2-star for success today.
I want to get Plowsy's thought on our final story of the day. Mike Tyson said he smokes $40,000 worth of marijuana every month at his ranch, which generates a lot of money. But he's smoking $40,000 worth. That's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot. Obviously, I'm not, around $40,000 worth of cash to spend. But my thought process is, I don't know how that's possible unless you're smoking almost every hour of the day until you go to bed.
So it's kind of like the Will Chamberlain
and
20,000.
And hey, look, I'm not judging. You want to put me on that lifestyle, I'll
give it a
shot. And I'll even get a faith tattoo to prove my dedication. So good for Mike Tyson.
Who are we giving this away to? I think Doug's prison wallet, Albert's age conspiracy got a pretty good reaction from all of us.
Stasiak, not eligible?
No, not eligible.
Sorry, Stasiak.
I gave him enough lobster bisque last night. So.
Fair. All right, Doug's prison wallet
we'll
wins
be in
the Innsbruck Golf Course certificate.
All right, that'll do it for the Press Box. Back at it tomorrow at 10, live from the Shack. Coming up, it's the Cam Jansen Show.